Mr. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista is a man with millions of ideas. And it's just as well that he has so many, because only about one in a million is any good. Listen to the one he has now as we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
There I was, walking along, minding my own business.
When out of an orange-colored sky.
When out of an orange-colored... No. When all of a sudden I get this great idea. Rocked me right back on my heels, which are so worn down I would have fell over backwards if I hadn't been leaning against the window of the Third National Bank.
Why were you leaning against the bank window?
I was sore at old man McDonald, the president of it.
I don't get it.
Well, on the window it says Third National Bank. Assets, $65 million.
Yes.
Well, I'm just wide enough that when I lean a certain way against that window, I cover up the million and it says assets, $65. I really cheapen the joint. If I could gain 5 inches in the hips, I'd throw them into bankruptcy.
That's wonderful. Nobody who ever saw you in a bathing suit would accuse you of having a $1 million figure, but... Say, wait a minute. What was the great idea you had?
What idea? Oh, the idea. A skating party at Dugan's Lake.
A skating party at Dugan's Lake?
Yeah.
Why, McGee, that is a good idea.
Huh.
Just cold enough?
Yep.
Full moon?
Yep.
Why, that should be fun. Have you done anything about it?
Certainly. With me, to think is to act. Executive type. Quick decisions. Boom, 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 flash. I rushes over and sees Doc Gamble. Then I calls the trivia, Wilcox, the old-timer, and it's a firm deal. Everybody accepted. And Ole.
Well... Everybody's chipping in for the expenses, I presume.
No, sir. My party, kiddo. I owe all these guys, socially speaking, and this is my way to even things up. I got the car full of groceries, hot dogs, hamburgers, marshmallows, buns, and root beer. I got 6 pounds of butter, which I just put in the oven.
You put 6 pounds of butter in the oven?
Yeah, but I ain't going to light the oven until just before we leave. Then we can have hot buttered root beers all evening, you see. Oh, hey, I forgot to call Wally Wimple. Hand me the phone, will you?
Here.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me the residence of Wallace Wimple at 14th and... Oh, is that you, Mert?
Oh, dear.
How's every little thing, Mert? Says, eh? What's say, Mert? You got pinched on your way to work this morning.
Heavenly days. What'd she do?
Oh, she put up a terrific holler.
Did it do any good?
Yeah. The guy blushed and left the elevator at the next floor. What say, Mert? Okay, I'll call later. Thanks, Mert. Now, let me see now. We'll need a lot of blankets, a couple of electric heaters.
What do we plug the heaters into at Dugan's Lake, a knot hole in a tree?
Why, certainly not. Plug them into the cigarette lighter on the dash in the car.
Remember, we tried that once and set the car on fire?
Certainly, but this time I'm bringing a bucket of sand to throw on the fire. Oh, I thought of everything this time, kiddo. We can have the...
Come in.
Hi there, kids.
Hello, children.
Well, for goodness sakes, Dr. Gamble and the old-timer. Come in, both of you.
Hi, fellas. Hey, Molly, these guys are riding out to Dugan's Lake with us. You all ready to go, gents?
If 2 suits of red flannels, 3 sweaters, earmuffs, and mittens preps me for this operation, I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Me too, Johnny. Can't wait to get out on that ice with my new skates. Spins, twirls, figure eights, jump over a barrel, somersaults, all kinds of fancy stuff.
Well, you must be quite a skater, Mr. Oldtimer.
Who knows, daughter? I'll try anything once.
Well, now, if you boys will excuse me, I'd better be making a couple of jugs of hot coffee and getting some blankets and things together.
You betcha, kiddo. You get the stuff together, and I'll handle the party from there on. Remember how I always used to manage these things back in Peoria? Out at Kickapoo Creek?
Sure she remembers. Look at her shudder. Look, Leatherhead.
What do you want, Doc?
He means me, old-timer. I'm the Leatherhead.
Oh. Excuse me, Doc.
Well, I was just going to say that I have misgivings coming to this party.
Good. Bring her along, too. The more the merrier. Yes, sir. Bring her along. Latrivia's bringing a date, too. You want to bring Bessie along, old-timer?
Oh, I'd like to, Johnny. But Bessie's in the hospital with a busted leg.
Oh.
She was skipper of a Mississippi River boat last month and fell down a gangway. Being a southern girl and very modest.
I never heard of modesty breaking a leg. What happened?
Well, sir, She was standing on the bridge.
Yeah?
She just rung the engine room for reduced speed.
Yeah?
The passenger walks up and says, "Pardon me, Captain, but your ship is slowing." Bessie grabs at her skirt, dashes for the cabin, and falls down a gangway.
Hey, somebody help me with these coffee jugs.
Oh, I'll help you. Oh,
my, isn't this beautiful out here? Bright moonlight, the ice just right for skating, and this wonderful fire.
Yeah. Hey, Wilcox, get some more wood over here, boy. The fire's dying down. Hey, you wimp, shag yourself around and get some wood. And holy, shake it up, boy. We need some wood. Ain't this jolly, Molly?
Very cheery, dearie.
Mm-hmm. Has it occurred to you, Blabbermouth, to go get some wood yourself? Why don't you go out in the woods and let somebody else sit here in this log and be obnoxious?
Who, me? Why, I'm the hostess, Doc. How would it look if I deserted my guests and went dashing here, there, and everywhere?
It would look very pretty.
Well, my gosh, I'm throwing the party. I picked the spot, I lit the fire, I... Oh, attaboy, Ole, attaboy. Dump the firewood right on the pile there.
Heavenly days, look at all the wood.
You must have gone back to town and chopped down the high school, Ole.
Oh, I'm a good wood collector, Doctor. These woods is full of wood, but most of it is wood that's still trees.
Mm-hmm.
So I look through the woods till I find somebody's cabin with nobody home and a stack of firewood on the back porch.
My gosh, Ole, you steal wood off of somebody's back porch?
Oh, please, McGee, you think I'm a thief? No, sir, I just chopped off the back porch.
I brought some wood, too, Mr. McGee.
Well, good for you, Mr. Wimple. Just drop it on the pile over there.
All righty.
Isn't that wonderful? 2 feet of snow, and Wallace finds a pencil and 2 umbrella handles under it.
Now, you boys, you better sit down here by the fire and relax.
Yeah, just as soon as you guys bring in a couple more loads, you better sit down and enjoy yourself. After all, we're out here to have fun, you know.
Well, I sit down and relax right now, McGee.
Huh?
If you want any more wood, you go steal it yourself. I'm just donating my time.
Oh, my. How a sweet face is here. Sweet face, that's my big old wife.
You really wish she was here, Mr. Wimple?
Yes. I'd like to skate out on the lake with her in the moonlight, hand in hand, way out in the middle past that big sign that says, "No smoking."
What do you mean, no smoking? That sign says danger, thin eyes.
I know, but Sweetie Face never wears her glasses when she skates. Well, I think I'll skate a little myself. Mr. Wilcox seems to be having so much fun out there. See you later, folks. Oh.
Goodbye, Mr. Wimple.
Bye.
Come back for a hot dog after a while. I'm the pond master, you know.
I ought to get out and skate, too, but I'm too comfortable. That's quite a fire you got here, McGee, for an amateur pyromaniac.
What you mean, amateur? Why, my gosh, back in Peoria, I was always in charge of this stuff. You remember, Molly, them fires I used to build on the shore of the Kickapoo Creek?
Why, sure.
I sure built some beauties, didn't I?
Oh, you really did, dearie. I'll never forget the little one you built that night inside of old Tom McRae's barn because it was so windy outside.
Oh, that one.
And the barn was full of hay and was next door to the refinery, which was full of gasoline, which was the night before you left for Canada, which was a very smart move.
And the fast one. If I hadn't left quick in a boxcar, I'd have been rowed out of town on a fire hose.
You said
that's me and the missus. That's before she lost my missus.
Yeah.
We used to do plenty of skating in the old country, McGee. Yeah.
Did you always build big fires, Ole?
Missus, an old expense invent courting fires was not needed. We raised temperatures and eyebrows for 60 miles around.
I bet you never had any skates like I got on, Ole. Odd sizes. Pick them up at a rummage sale for $1.50. Very cheap.
Oh, sure, we have cheap skates in trading, too.
Hey, can you do what Hollow Wilcox is doing out there, Ole? Look, he takes a long run and tries to leap over a pile of crates.
Yes, and he hasn't made it yet. He'll break his neck.
Oh, me and my missus, we do all trick stuff like that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I kneel down on the ice and she jumps across me, and then she kneels down and I jump across her.
Mm.
Only a miss, once I miss. And then, did you ever notice a hole in my missus' neck? Like, kind of like the sharp point of his skate. Then when they get tired, we race each other back to the sleigh, and nobody wins, always a tie.
Neck and neck, eh?
Oh, sure, all the way home in the sleigh.
Well, when it's cold, hey, here comes Harlow. Looks like he's giving up. Couldn't you make it, son?
Oh, no.
No, I give up.
What are you trying to do, Junior? Kill yourself?
Oh, no. You see, pal, I've got 3 cases of pet evaporated milk stacked out there trying to jump over them. I keep falling down.
We saw you, Mr. Wilcox.
Gee whiz, it's no trick at all to jump over a barrel on ice skates. But pet milk is so wonderful, I just can't get over it.
Oh! Mr. Wilcox.
I don't get the connection, Mr. Wilcox. My missus uses pet milk, but she don't use it for yomping. We drink it in coffee.
Well, it's great in coffee, Ole. Hey, does your wife use pet milk for cooking, too?
No, for cooking she uses a stove, Mr. Wilcox. It's a very small stove because my missus always likes a little oven. Oven, that is, a small one.
Yeah. Well, you see, when you use pet milk in cooking...
Hey, Molly, speaking of cooking, did you call the gas company about our range?
Well, you think you got trouble with your range, McGee. You ought to see my daughter, Katrina.
She's the one who married the airline pilot, Ole, huh?
Oh, hey, speaking of airline pilots, above everything, they like good food.
Let Ole talk, Junior. He's more interesting.
And pet milk being a top-flight product, it's plain to see that I'm not giving you any prop wash when I say...
Please,
that
Mr. Wilcox, don't be so rude to ladies. I'm talking about my daughter, Katrina.
Sure.
You know, the one who married the airline fella? I go to her house last night, and all over the house, it smells like gas.
Speaking of gas, I had a patient the other night that needed more anesthetic than we had on hand. It seems he was a radio announcer and spent so much time on the ether that...
Look, may I say a word here?
Certainly, Mr. Wilcox. What's the word?
Pet. That's a very nice word, Junior, now that you've said...
Excuse me, may I finish?
You go ahead, Ollie. It smelled like gas at your daughter Katrina's house, the one she lives in with her husband, the airline pilot.
Thanks, Mercy. Well, I say, Katrina, I say, what smells that in here? And she says, Papa, my pilot lights out.
Oh?
And I say, it is? And she says, no, he does. My pilot lights out for Fort Worth, Texas this morning and leaves the gas stove turned on. Oh, that's what I meant.
Ollie, that's very interesting. But to get back to your wife and her cooking, Ollie.
Yeah, I think I should. What time is it?
It's early, Ollie, and I'm sure that your wife, like millions of other good cooks, uses pet milk to add delicious, rich flavor to all her family dishes.
At our house, we don't flavor the dishes. We just flavor the food. Molly says if you can taste the plate...
Because
the
pet milk, which is just good whole milk concentrated to double richness, adds extra amounts of nourishing milk substances to your favorite recipes. And... Hey, is anybody listening to me? Well, then I'm going back and skate some more. Ah, he's a nice boy. Who does he work for?
The pet milk people.
Yeah. He used to be a wrestler, kind of a moan about town. Then he sold some kind of a floor preparation for a while, and then after that... Hey, Molly, how about skating with me?
Oh, I'd love to, dearie, but I can't just yet. I'm the hostess, and here comes Mayor Latrivia.
Oh, look, he's got a girl.
Oh,
quite a dish, too.
Huh.
Must have a taff of the petticoat on. Listen to that Jane Russell.
Well, hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, everybody. Molly. Yeah. Gentlemen. And McGee.
Mm.
I'd like to introduce Miss Gwendolyn Flack. Gwen, this is Mrs. McGee.
How do you do, I'm sure, Miss Flack.
Mr. Swenson, Mr. McGee, and Dr. Gamble.
Very pleased, lady.
Hi, sis.
Miss Flack, Your arrival has added a great deal of charm to this occasion, which, except for the gracious presence of Mrs. McGee, was conspicuous by its absence.
Oh, sure.
And which, at least for me, augments the beauty of the evening to a tremendous extent. May I help you put your skates on?
Help Miss Black with her skates, Doctor.
She's a very pretty girl, Mr. Mayor.
Well, of course. Miss Black was chosen queen of the salmon run at Tillamook, Oregon. That was in 1936. You're running again this year, aren't you, Gwendolyn?
Yes, fighting my way back upstream, as it were.
Yes, she's not only beautiful, she's talented. You know, nowadays beauty contests are not judged on looks alone. The prizes go to those who are not only pretty, but accomplished.
And what is your special accomplishment, my dear?
I'm a blackjack dealer.
In a gambling joint?
No, in the police station. When the detectives go out on duty, I hand them their blackjacks.
Come to think of it, I knew a blackjack dealer that dealt blackjack in the back of a snack shack in Hackensack. His name was Mac Black. Mac Black had dealt blackjack in Hackensack since way back. He had a knack for picking a blackjack from the back of a stack, but Mac Black got the sack for a fact when they caught him with a pack of crack jacks stacked in the back of a snack shack in Ohio. What have you been doing, old-timer?
Oh, picking myself up mostly, Johnny.
Oh.
Been skating, but I spent so much time sitting down, I was, pretty girl. Who you with, honey?
She's with me. Miss Black, may I present a character known to one and all for want of more imagination on the part of our writers as the old-timer?
Hello.
Jenny, you need me helping with your skates?
I'll help her.
Let me,
I'll help you with yours, Molly.
I meant I'll help Miss Black.
Oh, no. Let me hear. Gwendolyn, put your foot up.
Let go of my leg, Latrivia.
Excuse me. I thought that was...
Here I am, Charles, over here. I thought you were helping me.
That was me, honey. I was right handy, so I
said... Get away from her.
Come on, kiddo. Let's you and me get out of this. We ain't skated together yet tonight.
Wonderful. Come on. You know, I don't know if I can even stand up on these things.
Now, left, right.
Here we go.
Left, right, left, right. Ah, this is wonderful. Moonlight on Lake Dubin.
You know what I love about it?
What?
No mosquitoes.
Hey, anybody think we need more wood on that fire?
The fire's going great, McGee. Leave it alone.
Okay.
If it gets any hotter, it'll make the lake dry up.
Make the lake what, Mayor?
Dry up.
What's the matter, boy? Don't you like me?
Oh, don't be a...
Another hot dog, anybody?
No, thanks, Mrs. Not for me. Already I have too many dogs. I probably chase cats all the way home.
Hot dog, Miss Black?
No, thank you. I have to watch my figure, you know. That should be easy, Miss Black, with all these fellows helping me.
By the way, Miss Black... Or may I call you Gwendolyn?
You can call her Miss Black.
Take it easy, guys. Take it easy. Let's not have no rough stuff. This is strictly for fun, you know.
What were you going to ask me, Doctor?
Well, I was just going to ask you, Miss Black, if you're elected queen of the salmon run again, what are your plans?
I think I'll go up the river and pawn.
Pawn?
My jewelry, so I can go to Hollywood.
Give me another hot buttered root beer, will you, Molly?
There you are, dearie. Anybody else? Mr. Wilcox?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I was helping Miss Black take off her skates. I helped her take them off a half hour ago.
You did? Well, what do you know?
Hey, ain't this fun? I sure know how and where to build a fire, don't I? I was always the one that was chose to do this back in Peoria, you know. I pick out the proper place. I personally send guys out for firewood. I arrange the...
I would like to propose a toast.
Oh. Well, isn't that nice? Quiet, everybody. Mr. Wimple wants to give a toast. Here, have some more root beer first, Mr. Wimple.
Thank you.
Consider yourself plugged in, Toastmaster.
Shoot, Wimple.
All righty. Here's to the girl with the light brown hair, the one that's cooking hot dogs here. Mrs. McGee, may I have three? I thank you.
Now, I would like to make a little toast.
Good. Here's a bun and a long fork, Mr. Mayor. Go right ahead.
No, I mean a toast that we can all drink.
You can't drink toast, boy. Unless you dunk it in your root beer, and that again, it gets all soggy. I tried that a while ago.
No. I didn't mean actual toast. I mean a toast.
Well, you go right ahead, Mr. Yeah. Mayor. If you want to eat toast while everybody else is making up silly poetry and stuff...
I don't want to make a silly toast for you. Well, look, when I said I wanted to make a little toast, I... You... Oh, no. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is a real toast.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Go on, Your Honor. May I have another hot dog, please, Mrs. McGee?
To our host, Fibber McGee, a greatly misunderstood man.
Oh, sure.
To Fibber McGee, our host, who personally selected the site on which to build this magnificent bonfire, who is giving us this most enjoyable evening.
Well, I hope so.
Your friend and my...
McGee, you didn't build a fire on the star, you built it on the ice.
Yeah, and you know what? All my fires used to do that back in Peoria, too. Everybody getting out of here. It sure feels good to get into some dry clothes, don't you?
Yes, Phil? Indeed. You know, it's amazing how well everybody took it, though, McGee.
Yeah.
Very philosophically. Huh? Nobody blew up at all.
Nope. They were just too wet to burn, I guess. Good night.
Good night, all.